In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
We have welcome to all of our guests, and on this joyous feast, this new year begins, and also a special celebration in beholding the Lord's working in this grace of holy baptism that becomes for us, this day becomes a reflection for us of how to begin a new year, how to begin a new life. We've come to the confluence, really, of a whole lot of things spiritually in the church. The nativity of our Lord has ended, but it really kind of continues because this is the eighth day of the nativity of our Lord, and we know that good things happen on the eighth day in Orthodoxy. The theophany of our Lord is coming, and in a sense, we've already anticipated and seen that and beheld that in the blessing, the great sanctification of the water that takes place for baptism itself. And also on this very day, not only is it New Year's Day, but it's also the remembrance of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Jewish practice of the naming of the child on the eighth day and the incorporation of the child into the body of the Jewish believers. This, of course, you know, there's so many themes that run today, and the baptism of Simeon being among them. But there's a very special linkage between the notion of circumcision, the circumcision of Christ, and also this idea of holy baptism. Saint, for us, this significance comes, it was noted by, very specifically, Saint Paul. And one of the things that St. Paul was concerned about in the early church were those Jewish converts, those who had been, who were Jewish and who had been circumcised, the males, and participating deeply in Judaism. What does it mean to become a Christian? What does their previous Judaism, what significance does that have? And so St. Paul writes this. He says, "In him you were also circumcised, and with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." You're buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all of your sins. So you see, St. Paul is linking here to his audience, Galatians and Colossians and in other places. He links this notion of circumcision with the idea of baptism. Circumcision being that ritual that linked a person to that lineage. You know, we heard that lineage 2 weeks ago. Remember on the birth of Christ, why that lineage was so important, that Jesus be part of this Jewish nation, the ones that had received the promises, and that it was absolutely essential that he be a part of that. And this is the heart of Judaism. This is where you get your identity. It's through the bloodline. And the circumcision then is a sign of that, a spiritual sign. It's kind of like a sacramental thing. It's a sign, a symbol of your participation in your Judaism for the male child. And through that, of course, the promise of the Messiah. But now we see that circumcision has passed away just as the old covenant has passed away. And now something has always replaced it. You know, in the new covenant, there's always the type and then the antitype, the realization of what was being promised. And the type was circumcision. That means of incorporation into the Jewish nation, that sign, the visible sign. But now there is another sign, a more powerful sign, a greater sign. It is the sign of holy baptism, which is the circumcision, as St. Paul says, of the heart, where the person is consecrated unto God, not just as a part of the Jewish nation, but brought into the very body of Christ himself, joined to his flesh, the flesh of Christ that was circumcised on the eighth day. So you see, as Christ experienced that in his humility, experienced taking flesh and going through these rituals, now we as Christians through holy baptism are baptized into Christ and into his body. And that is what we will receive as his body and his blood. We're celebrating the incarnation of Christ. Christ who became a body, who took a body of the flesh, so that all of these things could be possible for us. Salvation, and what St. Paul says about the remission of sins, the washing with water, which we are anticipating in Christ's baptism, which we will celebrate on the Feast of the Theophany. Do you see how all of these things come together for us? How the deep and the rich meaning of our Christianity can only be realized by these sacramental signs. It is not just enough to believe in Jesus, but we must have the devil cast out of us by his almighty power. And we must be immersed into the saving bath of regeneration, which is the saving baptismal waters. A baptism which is a baptism and a new birth. A birth that falls after a death. A death to sin. This is what speaks to this then of the meaning, the true meaning of the circumcision. And if you go through the New Testament and you read St. Paul, and if you don't have this understanding, a lot of the stuff that he says doesn't make any sense. When he's talking about circumcision, that's what he's talking about. This type, this anticipation of the saving grace to be revealed through holy baptism and our incorporation into Christ. He says it in Galatians, he says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love in Christ Jesus." Later he says, "For in Christ Jesus..." He says, real circumcision is a matter of the heart. It is spiritual, not literal. So you see, then, the sign and the symbol of Christ's circumcision is important to show us and to point to us what he will accomplish in our salvation, which, oh, by the way, the baptism happens not only for the male child, but for the female as well. The incorporation into Christ is not subject to one's gender, but rather for all, male, female, slave or free, every one of us. Once we have been washed of our sins, are incorporated into Christ, and we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Saint Cyril of Alexandria had this to say. He says, "After Jesus' circumcision, the rite was abolished by the introduction of baptism, of which circumcision was the type. For this reason, we are no longer circumcised. It seems to me that circumcision achieved three distinct ends. In the first place, it separated the descendants of Adam by a sort of sign and seal, distinguished them from the other nations. Second, it prefigured in itself the grace and efficacy of divine baptism. For formerly a male was circumcised was included among the people of God by virtue of a seal. Nowadays, a person who is baptized has formed in himself Christ the seal, becoming a member of God's adopted family. Third, circumcision is the symbol of the faithful when they are established in grace. As they are cut away, they mortify the tumultuous uprising of carnal pleasure and passions by the sharp surgery of faith and by ascetic labors. They do this not by cutting the body, but by purifying the heart. They do this by being circumcised in spirit, not in the letter. Their praise, as St. Paul testifies, needs not sentence of any human tribunal, but depends on the decree from above." So what St. Cyril has mentioned here are these two things. He mentions this notion of the sign and the participation in the body of the Jewish people, and that also this anticipation of baptism. But he mentions one other thing. He mentions this notion that the fulfillment of circumcision came with living in the Jewish life as it was spelled out by the commandments of God. That relationship that was established in the covenant, in the law. But we, as Christians, also, we have the spiritual law written in our hearts. And we now have been empowered by the grace of the Holy Spirit to live it. And so that's what this circumcision, what this baptism points us toward, is the possibility of living a life of holiness, which was not possible without the grace of Christ, without the grace of the Holy Spirit. And this is what we, brothers and sisters, are called to do. And in order to do this, to seal, to fulfill, to finalize baptism, we have the mystery of chrismation, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit that makes this newly baptized person able to live in the light and in the glory and the joy, to truly live in the kingdom of heaven. Do you see what is revealed to us today, brothers and sisters? This is what it means to become a child of God. It's to live faithfully according to the commandments of Christ. Not only according to the old law as a ritualistic sort of thing, but to have in our minds and in our hearts the way and the life of Christ, to let that be our life all the days of our life. And as we have been incorporated into Christ in this way, as we have been baptized into Him, as we live the Christian life, then this new year becomes different. This becomes the year of the Lord. This becomes really beyond a year. You know, we celebrate, you know, times and days and months and seasons and years and these kinds of things. And today's the marker day, being the New Year's Day. But I'll close with this thought, and that is that what Simeon experiences today is not bound by time. What he has experienced today in being incorporated into Christ lives in eternity. It is his being joined to the eternal and divine Word of God. And that's what our baptism is. And that's why, while it's nice to celebrate New Year's and birthdays and seasons and all of these kinds of things, realize that what we experience as Christians lives beyond this moment, beyond this day, beyond this year. And even in death, you see, this is our hope, that our eternity that we experience in baptism is what we will live in. That's what will give us life in eternity, is holy baptism. Today we celebrate then this great gift. We celebrate what Christ has accomplished, not only in Simeon, but in the baptism of every one of us. As we profess our faith, as we receive the divine body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, may we be renewed. May this year be a year filled with grace and life, and a life that lives into eternity for each of us.